Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a bird so rare that fewer than 60 individuals survive globally, and its very existence is threatened by a massive hydropower project in India's northeast. This is the story of the white-bellied heron, one of the world's most critically endangered species, and the Kalaitu Dam, a 1,200 megawatts hydropower project on the Lohit River in Arunachal Pradesh. First, let's understand the significance of the white-bellied heron. It's a large bird, belonging to the family Ardidae, which includes herons, egrets, and bitterns. The white-bellied heron is also known as the imperial heron or great white-bellied heron, and it's one of the tallest herons in the world, standing at around 127 centimeters. Its distinctive plumage features a dark gray slate upper body, white belly, and black streaked throat and neck. What makes this bird unique is its highly solitary behavior, nesting in tall trees near undisturbed river banks and depending on clear, shallow, fast-flowing rivers for foraging. The white-bellied heron is listed as critically endangered on the IUCN Red List, which means it faces an extremely high risk of extinction in the wild. The global population of this species is estimated to be fewer than 60 individuals, making it one of the rarest large birds in the world. It's also protected under the Wildlife Protection Act of 1972, which gives it the highest legal protection in India, and it's listed in Appendix I of the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora, which prohibits international trade of this species. Now, let's look at where the last white-bellied herons live. Historically, this species was found in the eastern Himalayas, Assam, Myanmar, and Bangladesh, but its range has collapsed to a few fragmented populations. In India, there are only two remaining sites where this species can be found, the Namdafa Tiger Reserve in Changlang District, Arunachal Pradesh, and the Kamlang Wildlife Sanctuary in Lohit District, Arunachal Pradesh. The Namdafa Tiger Reserve is India's easternmost tiger reserve and one of the largest protected areas in the eastern Himalayas, with the Nuading River providing suitable shallow, braided river habitat for the white-bellied heron. The Kamlang Wildlife Sanctuary, on the other hand, is located in the Lohit River Basin and is one of the last confirmed nesting sites for this species in India. What makes this habitat critical for the white-bellied heron is the presence of undisturbed braided river channels, sandbars, and gravel banks, which are essential for its nesting and foraging activities. The species also requires tall riparian trees for roosting and alternate nest sites, and the absence of human disturbance is crucial, as it's one of the most disturbance-sensitive birds. Any regular human activity near its nest sites can cause the bird to abandon its habitat. Now, let's turn to the Kalaitu Hydropower Project, which poses a significant threat to the white-bellied heron. The project is located on the Lohit River in Anjav District, Arunachal Pradesh, and has a capacity of 1,200 megawatts, making it a major project under India's Northeast Power Development Plan. The implementing agency is the Tehri Hydro Development Corporation India Limited, a joint venture of the National Thermal Power Corporation and the Government of Uttarakhand. The project is currently under Environmental Impact Assessment and Regulatory Review. The Kalaitu Hydropower Project threatens the white-bellied heron in several ways. Firstly, the construction of the dam will create a large reservoir upstream, submerging the shallow braided river sections that the heron depends on. Secondly, the regulated flow downstream will disrupt the natural floodpools that create sandbars and maintains the riverbed structure for nesting. Thirdly, the multi-year construction process, involving blasting, heavy machinery, and worker camps near the Kamlang Wildlife Sanctuary, will directly disturb the nesting birds. Finally, the infrastructure roads built for construction will open previously inaccessible areas to poachers and habitat disturbance. the hydropower imperative is a significant factor in this project. Arunachal Pradesh has an estimated 50,000 megawatts of hydropower potential, the highest of any Indian state. India has committed to 500 gigawatts of non-fossil fuel electricity capacity by 2030, and Northeast hydropower is central to this target. The Kalaitu project would add 1,200 megawatts of clean, baseload power, provide significant revenue to Arunachal Pradesh, and reduce India's dependence on coal power in the east and northeast grids. Now, let's look at the governance and regulatory framework surrounding this project. The environmental impact assessment process is governed by the EIA Notification 2006, which requires Category A clearance from the Central Level Expert Appraisal Committee for large hydropower projects. The project also requires forest clearance under the Forest Conservation Act, 1980, and clearance from the National Board for Wildlife if it's located within or adjacent to a protected area. The biodiversity conflict is a significant issue here, as the National Board for Wildlife must evaluate the impacts on the white-bellied heron, a Schedule I species under the Wildlife Protection Act, 1972. There are legal protections working in favor of the heron, including its listing as a Schedule I species, which means its habitat cannot be degraded without clearance from the National Board for Wildlife. The Supreme Court has also ruled that significant reduction in biodiversity can override development approvals. However, the Forest Advisory Committee and the National Board for Wildlife have historically prioritized hydropower over small bird populations when energy security arguments are made. Now, let's look at conservation interventions and research. Bhutan has the most significant white-bellied heron population, with around 27 birds, and has implemented strict hydropower exclusion zones around key nesting sites. Bhutan has also funded dedicated heron monitoring programs and established the White-bellied Heron Conservation Center at Trongsa, Bhutan, which includes an ex-situ breeding program. In contrast, India lacks a dedicated monitoring program for its white-bellied heron population, and there is no ex-situ breeding program in India. The Kamlang Wildlife Sanctuary is also not well-staffed or well-equipped for anti-poaching and habitat protection. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The white-bellied heron is a critically endangered species with a global population of fewer than 60 individuals. It's listed in Appendix I of the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora and is protected under the Wildlife Protection Act of 1972. The Kalaitu Hydropower Project is located on the Lohit River in Anjav District, Arunachal Pradesh, and has a capacity of 1,200 megawatts. The project is implemented by the Tehri Hydro Development Corporation India Limited, a joint venture of the National Thermal Power Corporation and the Government of Uttarakhand. The Lohit River is a major right bank tributary of the Brahmaputra River, originating in Tibet and flowing through Anjav, Lohit, and Assam districts. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to prelims, where you need to know about the white-bellied heron, its conservation status, and the Kalaitu hydropower project. In mains, you can expect questions on species conservation, wildlife governance, and the balance between development and environmental protection. Remember this number, 50,000 megawatts, which is the estimated hydropower potential of Arunachal Pradesh. Note this carefully, the white-bellied heron is a Schedule I species under the Wildlife Protection Act, 1972, and its habitat cannot be degraded without clearance from the National Board for Wildlife. In conclusion, the white-bellied heron versus Kalaitu Dam is a critically important issue that highlights the tension between development and conservation in India's northeast. As we strive to meet our energy needs and promote economic growth, we must also ensure that we protect our precious biodiversity and preserve the natural habitats of endangered species like the white-bellied heron. The fate of this species is a reminder of the importance of balancing human development with environmental protection and conservation.